Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another really good revision history podcast with me, Mr. Hutchison. We'll just start this one by saying I'm recording during COVID-19 lockdown here, so I'm at home. So if there is a little bit of background noise, I do apologise about that. My dog is sniffing around and shuffling around, so if you hear any little bits in the background, then that's what it is. As I say, I apologise about that, but in these strange times, it is what it is, and I'm sure you all understand that. So today's podcast, then, we're carrying on with the American West. We are continuing with the theme of settlement, going through the different groups, various different groups of people that moved out onto the plains and beyond the plains and settled there for various reasons. And today we are looking at the Mormons. And remember, as always with this part of the exam, it's not enough just to know what happened and who was involved. Your questions in the EdExcel exam will focus on importance. So what happens as a result of them moving there? You know, what influence and effect and impacts does it have? And also the consequences. So what directly happens afterwards as a result? You know, what other groups do they influence, or what effect does it have on the land and the surrounding areas, etc., etc.? So as I'm going through the knowledge here, the AO1, the knowledge, focus on that AO2, that consequence and that importance. You should always have that in your mind as you go through this course for American West. So here we go. So the Mormons then. The Mormons are a particular group of people, a religious group. They consider themselves to be Christians, although it's important at this point to recognize that Protestant and Catholic Christians themselves generally don't regard the Mormons to be Christians. Okay, so that's the first thing there. This is a religious group of people that consider themselves Christians. So there are a lot of similarities between Protestant Catholic Christians and the Mormons, but they do also have some very key differences as well, which is important because, of course, during this time in America, as people moved over from Europe to settle to become Americans, many of them themselves were escaping religious persecution for being what we call Puritan. So in a sense, Protestant Christians who are particularly, you know, hard, like very hardcore, very strong beliefs, you know, the sort of more extreme side of the Protestant Christian belief, and because of that, you know, they didn't take very kindly to the Mormons, and it led to a lot of persecutions of the Mormons, which is one of the reasons why they moved from the East Coast and onto the plains, which is what we're going to be going through today. So Mormons consider themselves Christians, then. There are some key differences. The Mormon religion, or Mormonism, is also known as the Church of the Latter-day Saints, and it was founded by a man called Joseph Smith, and it was founded less than 200 years ago, and it was founded in America by Joseph Smith. So this is a relatively new religion comparatively to certainly the other Christian beliefs, Christian religions. So yeah, founded by Joseph Smith. And he, of course, sort of founded the religion on the belief that he found gold plates, which he, Joseph Smith believed were buried so that he could find them later on. He said that an angel appeared to him who was the guardian of the plates and sort of directed him to them, and that those plates had or outlined the basis for what would become the Mormon religion. So Joseph Smith considered himself to be a prophet, and he based the Mormon religion upon what he said were contained within those golden plates that an angel appeared to him and showed him. So that's very basically, not to do the Mormons a disservice here, but that's extremely basically who they were and what they believed in. Now, of course, that caused many problems. A lot of people were angered by many of Joseph Smith's claims. First of all, they were angered by the fact that he considered himself a prophet from God. Although many people believed and followed him, the same Mormonism became extremely popular in America, and he did have thousands of followers. Many other people, particularly Christians, were angered by his claims that he was a prophet from God. Okay. Smith was a teacher. His teachings not only discussed the nature of God, but cosmology, family structures, political organization, religious collectivism. Okay. And he considered himself a prophet comparable to Moses. And that was problematic for many American Christians. As part of the Mormon religion as well, Joseph Smith believed in the practice of polygamy, which of course is the practice of marrying multiple wives, which of course the Plains Indians also did. And many Americans found that difficult as well. They found polygamy immoral. And again, that sort of led them to be angered with the Mormons. Also, the Mormons are inherently peaceful people. They live in generally happy communities, and a lot of people are jealous of that. You know, Mormons tend to live together. They tend to be quite introverted, and as a result of that, they're successful communities. A lot of people dislike the Mormons and jealous of them for that reason as well. Remember, at this time, we're talking the sort of 1830s here. America, certainly the South of America, still relied upon the practice of slavery. Their economy was completely built on it. Now, of course, during the 1860s, early 1860s, 61, 65, America would go to war on the issue. But in the 1830s, America was ingrained, slavery was ingrained into American society, certainly in the South. And Mormons were abolitionists. That means that they were against slavery. So people in the South that were pro-slavery, whose entire economy or business relied upon it, of course, didn't take too kindly to the Mormons preaching that it wasn't the correct thing to do. Other people didn't like the Mormons because they would seem strange, because they were introverted and didn't mix with the rest of society at large. Many people saw them as strange and weird and also didn't like them for that reason as well. And finally, don't forget our other story here, which sort of bleeds into this. All the stories, all the themes that we talk about do kind of connect. And that is the Plains Indians, who were falling out with the American government, at war with the American government. The Mormons sympathized with them. They didn't agree with many of the American government policies towards them, you know, particularly reservation policy in 1851, etc. And so again, you know, a lot of Americans were in favor of everything that was going on between the American government and the Plains Indians. And for that reason as well, that led to a lot of distrust and hatred towards the Mormons. So for all these reasons, Mormons were persecuted. They were persecuted by Americans. And that's what sort of led to the Mormons going on their great journey and moving on. So Joseph Smith founded the church actually in 1830 in New York. Okay. And that's where he was based. Joseph Smith was also a banker as well, and set up a successful business, banking, and made a lot of money out of it as well. But in New York, they were persecuted. They were persecuted by Americans for all the reasons that I've just mentioned. And so that's when they make their first move. In 1839, he takes the Mormons and they move to Nauvoo, which is in Missouri. And that was the idea of that was to escape persecution in New York and set up a new permanent safe haven. However, what they find is that the anti-Mormon sort of prejudice out there is even more extreme than it was in New York. The Mormons appeal to local government for help, and local government just ignores them. And really, the government's response, the US government's response, was actually to turn to the Mormons and tell them to just leave them if they don't like it. So rather than protecting them, they just told the Mormons to leave. So the Mormons felt let down by the American government. And essentially, they were just left to the angry mobs who were persecuting them. And this persecution gets extremely severe. And in 1844, they burned down many of the homes of the Mormons. And actually, Joseph Smith himself is assassinated and murdered in June 1884. And part of that is because his banking business goes bust and a lot of people lose money. And so some of that is against Joseph Smith himself. But still, you know, the fact that he's a leader of the Mormons, he is shot dead and murdered. And again, the US government do nothing about that. They just tell the members of the church that they should just leave the country then. So that's what they do, you know. They feel that they have no other option. They feel threatened. And by this time, of course, the Oregon Trail is in full swing. We've already been over the pioneers and their movement from the east of America across the plains to the west. And that is in full swing. So the Mormons are kind of inspired by that mass migration and feel that they are going to do the same thing. They specifically, and this is a really important point, look for somewhere outside of US jurisdiction. They want to escape the United States. They feel let down by the US government and therefore want to move somewhere where they can be on their own, isolated from the rest of society, where they can escape persecution and be safe, and they can escape the American government, who so far have let them down, and they can be self-determined. They can look after themselves. And so that's what they look to do. They appoint a new leader, a man by the name of Brigham Young, absolutely brilliant name, Brigham Young, and he makes the bold decision to move the Mormons out of Nauvoo to Utah. It's not a particularly well-planned journey. He just decides to sort of shadow the Oregon Trail and head out onto the plains, and he sort of boldly announces or pronounces that God will provide, and God will show them the area where they are meant to settle, and he'll know it when he sees it. Now, despite that, however, Brigham Young plans very well. He makes the journey very successful. He sends reconnaissance teams ahead to plan the route in advance. And those reconnaissance teams are made up of young, fit men, you know, rather than, you know, the pioneers that head out with their entire families, including the elderly and the young that perhaps might struggle with the journey. He sends, you know, young, fit men on horseback that can move quickly, that are more likely to survive the harsh environment. He sends them out ahead of time, and he sends them out to plan. He sends them out to, say, plan the route, but also dig wells for water, to plant crops, which isn't going to help, you know, the first group of crops, but any that continue to move along the what becomes the Mormon Trail afterwards can use all of those things to make their journey that little bit easier. And so for that reason, you know, Brigham Young makes a success of that mass migration through planning. He also does little things like he shows them how to defend themselves at night. So the Mormons all create a corral, which is when all the wagons are in a big circle and camp on the inside. They have people watching, and you know that keeps them safe at night. Don't forget as well their religious belief. It's extremely important here. You know, Mormons are passionate believers, and that actually strengthened their resolve. You know, they were single-minded and determined, and they were a community, so they helped each other through. You know, one of the problems the pioneers face was falling out with each other. The Mormons are less likely to do that because of their religious beliefs. You know, they're a peaceful people, so not only their resolve is strengthened by their belief in God, but also their inherent peacefulness, I suppose, as part of their religious beliefs, also makes their journey that little bit more successful. Okay, so they do. They shadow the Oregon Trail on what would become the Mormon Trail. It sort of follows side by side with the Oregon Trail. So again, remember for your exam, consequence and importance, the Oregon Trail inspires the establishment of the Mormon Trail, so the two are linked, and in some places they actually do cross over specifically, and then they kind of part off towards the end part, with the Mormons moving towards Salt Lake City, which is in Utah, and the Oregon Trail moving up to Oregon, of course, and later on down into California. It's a tough journey, you know. I've said it's made easier. It's relatively successful, but they they do make it there. It's a hard journey, but they make it there very successfully. And the history tells us that apparently when young sees the Great Salt Lake, soon to become Salt Lake City, he just says this is the place. Now, despite the fact that some of the Mormons had reservations about that, you know, it seemed quite inhospitable compared to California or Oregon, these lovely areas of America with fertile soil, plenty of water. You know, this seemed like quite a harsh environment. But God spoke to Brigham Young and told him this is the place. And of course, if it is inhospitable and difficult to live there, it meant that it was less likely that others were going to come out and join other non-Mormons. And that's what Brigham Young wanted to achieve. He wanted to achieve self-determination away from the United States. So the other thing to mention at this point is this isn't a small thing. This isn't a group of five or six people. This is mass migration. So that year, 1847, when they leave for Salt Lake and arrive there. My apologies. So, in 1847, say not just a few, in 1847, about 1,500 Mormons move along that newly established Mormon trail and settle there. So this really is mass migration. The year after that, about 2,500 Mormons make the same passage. And by the time Brigham Young died in 1877, there are 100,000 Mormons living in the Great Basin and the surrounding areas. So this really is a mass migration. So this event leads to many people moving out onto the plains, okay, unlike other Americans, specifically to escape America, all right? And they make a success of it. They're again, for the same reasons their journey was successful. They are determined. They have a strong belief system. They have a strong sense of community. And because of that, they're better equipped to survive the harsh land, okay? So for that reason, it's a great success, and they establish what is now Salt Lake City, a vast city in the west coast of America, towards the west coast of America, and it's all because of the determination of the Mormons. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's their story. I hope that's been useful to you. Again, apologies for any noise that's going on in the background, but I shall see you next time. Keep working hard as always. Bye-bye.